talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Fall Home Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Good morning. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by Supertramp, Take the Long Way Home, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Paige Taylor. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up February 3rd through the 5th at the North Charleston Convention Center, and also the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every October. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. You may have noticed we have a brand new time, which we're very excited about. I don't know about you, but I get up early even on Saturdays and do a lot of running around and such. And we our iHeart rep, Shane Griffin, told us about an opening that they had in the 9 to 10 a.m. slot, and so we have decided to move Talking About a home show on the radio from our time slot of 1 to 2 p.m., which we had for the last 15 years or so, to an earlier slot right now. And so we're really excited about it, and if we're picking up some new listeners, welcome to the show. Today we're going to be talking with several of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. We'll be talking with Brian Lancaster with McLeod Paint Company, Doug Page with Hilton Head Solar and Roofing, Steve Rudnicki with Atlantic Bedding and Furniture. All of these are sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. Rachel Lolar with Advanced Window Fashion, and then also Luke Wilson with Coastal Stone Flooring. And Coastal Stone Flooring is the sponsor of the Top 10 Awards Party happening Friday, February 3rd from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Charleston Home and Design Show. And if you have not voted yet for your favorite kitchen, bathroom, or outdoor living space that were published in Charleston Home and Design magazine in 2022, go to charlestonhomeanddesign.com. And you'll see the vote now pop up, and go ahead and take a look at some of those projects, kitchen projects, bathroom projects, outdoor living projects from 2022, and vote for your favorite. And we have way too many excellent companies that provide these great services to homeowners to just narrow it down to one project. One of the best kitchens or one of the best bathrooms. So that's why we have the top 10 awards. So they're in no particular ranking when we give out those awards at the Charleston Home and Design Show at the Top 10 Awards Party on Friday evening that Coastal Stone Flooring is sponsoring. So but go ahead and vote on your favorite, and we've got some very exciting activities happening at the Charleston Home and Design Show. Once again, it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, February 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And we've got our big free admission on Friday from 11 till 6. That has kind of breaks the industry standard for home shows. Usually Fridays are slow for home shows, but we have proven over the years that our Friday is one of the best attended Fridays of all home shows around the country. And we offer free admission on Friday, so you can stop by. And then, as I mentioned before, the Top 10 Awards party is 6 to 9 p.m. That is invitation only, or you can pay a $20 per person to come and enjoy the Top 10 Award party. We're also going back to something that we did for probably the first 10 to 15 years of the home shows. We've been doing home shows since 2004. And when we first started them, the vendors provided the different nibbles and bites at their booths. And what the nice thing about that is, number one, the people who came to the party, they get to walk around and enjoy a lot of different food. But more importantly, it promotes mingling. It gets people to visit all the different booths, because you never know what's around the corner, you know, and word spreads, oh, so-and-so's got shrimp and grits, or so-and-so's got beef tips that they're serving. So it's we're able to go back to where we started with that, so which is really exciting. And then on Saturday and Sunday, the first 100 attendees to the show on Saturday morning and on Sunday morning will each get a the first 100 will get a Tervis tumbler, and that's about a $20 value. Comes with a lid as well, which is really cool. We'll be having free design consultations with architects and interior designers Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And once again, that has been one of the most popular aspects of our two home shows that we stage, the free design consultations, because sometimes you just don't really know where to start, and or you are worried about the outcome of your project. You don't want to waste time or money, and we encourage you to first of all, you need to set an appointment, and you can contact Charleston Home and Design Magazine and let one of us know that you're interested in meeting with an interior designer or an architect, and we'll reserve that spot for you. And you get to sit down for about a 20 to 30 minute design consultation. And that doesn't sound like very much time, but you'd be amazed how if you come prepared, if you bring some cabinet samples, paint chips, any kind of samples that you're thinking of, come prepared, bring them to the show. And when you meet with an architect or interior designer, they're going to be able to make the most of your time and really give you some great answers. The only trick there is, you might enjoy your experience so much that you, the 20, 30 minutes goes by and you might say, hey, can I talk to you outside of this? And a lot of people end up hiring those interior designers and architects. So just keep that in mind. We've got free seminars and lectures going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We've got a full lineup, a great lineup. It will be making public very, very soon. But it's of course, free parking all weekend long, which is a big thing. Have a great weekend. And joining us on the phone right now for our very first interview of 2023 is paint contractor Brian Lancaster with McLeod Paint Company. How you doing, Brian?
Doing great. Hope you are.
Yeah, just fine. Thank you for asking. Brian, take a moment and tell everyone about McLeod Paint Company.
Our paint company was really started in 1972. My dad started a company in the Charlotte area, and then he passed in 1998, and I took over as a young man then, and we've worked through off and on through the market and through the housing bubble, and all moved into this area about 6.5 years ago, and just kept the company name. And it's been a pleasure to work this area. We do interior, exterior, stains, epoxies, any kind of coating outside of boats and cars. Pretty much we can do it. Deck stains. And so very experienced, very knowledgeable. We feel confident to be able to say that. So that's the basic.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Can you tell me again how many years you've been a paint contractor?
As far as me, I took over in 1998 as a sole proprietor. And, of course, we've grown into an S corporation to this point. But I was painting as a kid in summers after school. You know, Dad would have me doing odd and end prep work for his job.
Well, good deal. So you got about 25 years of experience, which is incredible. I've noticed around holidays, you see Home Depot and Lowe's, they run commercials promoting, paint sales. And, I guess they're thinking that people, it's a long weekend or it's a holiday. People are going to, maybe do a DIY project at home and paint a room or more than one room. So everybody seems to think that painting is easy, but it's actually, to do it right, it's quite challenging, right?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Not only that, I find a lot of times that paints, they have a function. They're more than just an aesthetic or just something to look at. So a lot of times homeowners don't realize what they're ending up with. Even if a product, say, is applicable to the surface, in the end game, maybe it won't touch up because of the sheen they used, or maybe they didn't know they could have bought another product that gives them the best of every function, washability, durability, and touch up ability. So, I find that a lot of times. And of course, we do it every day. So our lines are clean, and the jobs, we do them clean, and they're professionally done. So, I do appreciate those who do it at home, and some of them do a great job. You know?
Yeah. Have you ever had to rescue a homeowner that started a project and maybe only rolled the paint up to the point where they could reach and just kind of realized that it was more of a project than they could handle, and you came in and saved the day?
Oh, yes, sir. That's happened a lot, especially in foyers, vaulted foyers, anything over a step ladder. A lot of times they'll paint halfway up the wall and then ask us to come in and finish it. The problem with that is it leaves lap marks, so it doesn't look very professional because that paint has dried, and then we're coming over the top. So the two meet is actually an extra coat above what's there, what we've applied compared to what they've applied. So a lot of times mark. So, but there's different. That's one of the things, you know, little details about paint that some people don't realize, and we run into that all the time. We pretty much insist to paint the whole wall and go back over what they did.
And if you did want to be able to touch up at home with your kids and pets and what have you, and there's dings and stuff, you want to be able to touch up and not have to paint the entire wall, what would you suggest to a homeowner?
Well, our go-tos are, they make flats now, Sherwin-Williams, Benjamin Oil. Most of the paint companies produce at least one or two lines of wall paints that are flat, which means you can touch them up, and they're very washable and durable. So it gives you the best of both worlds. It gives you all of that. A lot of times, anything with a sheen on it, if you see it from an angle in lighting, you see any repairs or touch-ups that you've done. And using a flat avoids that. So the fact that they've come up with paints now that you can touch up that are flat, that are washable, that makes it very attractive.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the flat sheen for paint because of that very reason. We got talked into using eggshell on our house, and you can't touch that up. It'll look out of place if you get a ding in the wall.
Yes. Yeah. That's true. Yes,
what sir. When it comes to painting, everybody thinks that you know, I'm just going to get in there and paint. But it's the painting part is the easy part. It's the prep work that that really takes time and effort. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, sir. For us, and I've noticed a lot of my peers don't offer this, pretty much a lot of paint companies and contractors, they have one way of doing things. They go in, they give a number, an estimate, and it's based on what they do. But for us, we have levels of quality. So say an investment property, they don't necessarily want it to be tip top notch. We can give a number for that. Or if they want, you know, extreme quality, we're professional enough that we can produce that. And, you know, and we've learned over time how to price those things. So, and we, when we make contact with customers, we have that conversation so mm-hmm. that everybody's informed, you know, just what do you expect? And we try to give them that. You know, if agreements are made, then we get the job. So.
There you go. What type of paint do you typically prefer in terms of a brand?
I get the best bang for my dollar with Sherwin-Williams products. And for interiors, I like to use Duration or Emerald, which is their top two lines. And those paints do come in washable flat. Also, I do like Spectrums, Benmore, Aura, and Regal, which are also, that's their two top lines, which are that in flats, they can be, they're washable. So that's our go-tos for interior.
Well, I think our listeners should pay attention to what a paint contractor says if they're planning to do a DIY project themselves. If those are the, I've always heard, do not cheap out on the paint. Don't buy cheap paint. Always buy the most expensive paint, because as a percentage, it's the you know, the least costly of a paint project that you're doing.
Sure, it covers better. Its workability is better. We end up using less product. A lot of times, you know, person's bought another gallon of paint to finish a project, and that basically ate up all their savings. So they might as well have used the better grade of paint. But a lot of people, you know, they go in that direction, and they think they've saved money, but in reality, a lot of times you're correct. They've used more product. Because it doesn't have the performance as a top-notch paint.
That's right.
And it doesn't have the sustainability. It's not going to be as durable.
That's right. Well, we are very, very proud to have McLeod Paint Company as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up February 3rd through the 5th at the North Charleston Convention Center. And I know that you told me before we started the interview that you were very interested in talking to homeowners directly about their paint projects. And this is going to be a great opportunity to do that. We'll have a lot of homeowners coming to the show. But why is that important to McLeod Paint Company that you want to make that personal contact with the homeowner?
Well, one of the reasons is me and my top management, we're motivated by wow. In other words, what makes us want to keep doing what we do is to hear customers very proud, very happy with a finished product, and it kind of strokes our egos a little bit, which we love. And a lot of times with contract work, you don't get as much of that. It's not as personable. And we love relationships and building those and that type of thing. So that's why we want to reach out to more homeowners directly.
Well, good
and
deal.
Plus, money, I believe, if they don't have a gigantic project in need of a general contractor, you know, it saves them money to sort of cut out a middleman for just small paint projects, or for just painting or drywall.
Right. Know? Yep. Makes sense. Well, how can folks get more information about McLeod Paint Company?
You can contact us at 843-730-1860. That's my main line, and then we'll get you set up with an estimate. You can also visit at www.mcleodpainting.com, www.mcleodpainting.com, I believe is correct. So that's how you get a hold of us.
Excellent. Well, very good. And come on out to the Charleston Home and Design Show, February 3rd through the 5th. And meet Brian Lancaster in person and talk to them about how McLeod Paint Company can help you. And we've been talking to Brian Lancaster with McLeod Paint Company. Thanks so much, Brian.
Thanks, sir. Look forward to it.
And joining us on the phone right now is Doug Page with Hilton Head Solar and Roofing. And we are very, very proud to have Hilton Head Solar and Roofing as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up February 3rd through the 5th at the North Charleston Convention Center. How you doing, Doug?
I'm doing well, Tim. How are you?
Good, good. Doug, thank you so much for being a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show. Take a minute and tell everyone about Hilton Head Solar and Roofing.
Sure. Thank you, Tim. So Hilton Head Solar and Roofing is going on 8 years in business. We are a direct installer of all types of different renewable energy resources and also roofing systems. And as a direct installer, that's really important, knowing that we don't utilize subcontractors to complete these installations, because we are doing very important work on people's rooftops. And at the end of the day, we're drilling holes into rooftops to install renewable energy systems. And it's important that homeowners and business owners can feel comfortable that they have a company who does their own work. They've got substantial time in business, and they use their own people who are accountable for their actions completing this work on their business or their residence. And this really plays into a lot of why we're also a certified installer with Tesla for a multitude of their lines of products. And for instance, that is Tesla Solar Roof, which is actually the Tesla shingle, which is manufactured by Tesla Energy. And for some people who aren't too familiar with Tesla, that's not many people nowadays, but that is the same company who manufactures the Tesla vehicles. And they also have a battery storage system, which we're also certified to install. And when this battery storage system is installed with any kind of solar energy system, this battery now operates as a generator, and the solar panels acts as the fuel like a generator would. And the fuel is on the roof, and the battery then operates that home just like a gas guzzling generator would, or a liquid propane generator.
Right.
So giving these options for homeowners and business owners to be more resilient against the grid while saving money and making an investment into their home with us as the direct installer, that's really important.
Right, right. And that's one of the things about solar energy that people may have questions about, is what happens on a cloudy day or at night. The solar panels aren't absorbing the energy from the sun. How do you must have to use traditional power sources to power your home. But if you have the Tesla battery system, what will happen?
Sure, great question. So there's two ways to this, and kind of an analogy that we like to use is, think of it like going to the beach on a cloudy day. You still have to put sunscreen on because you still get burnt. Just because the clouds are out on a particular given day, whatever time of year that is, it doesn't actually mean that the solar panels aren't producing. They're just not producing at their total max capacity.
Okay.
Now, depending on the utility company, if you have net metering or not, you're then able to utilize the Tesla power night or in your time of use schedule with that specific utility to offset that power that your system is overproducing every single day. So there's a lot of different factors that go into the design, which is why we look at every house specifically and why we don't just offer an installation package. Mm-hmm. Because everybody's install is specific for that geographical location based on shading, the amount of kilowatt hour consumption that the home uses, which is shown on your electric bill. There's a lot of details that actually go into these designs.
Gotcha. And so at nighttime, that's when the Tesla battery wall would come in handy?
That is correct.
Gotcha. Okay, good deal. And let's talk about incentives, because if people are getting sick of paying their power company, rates seem to be always going up. They can kind of take things into their own hands. And the good news is the federal government is on board with that and wants you to buy solar panels for your house, they've got some very generous incentives, right?
They do. So recently, the federal investment tax credit for installing solar was actually increased to 30% of the gross system cost. This was actually supposed to downgrade January 1st to 22%. Now, the state of South Carolina also makes this advantageous for homeowners because they also offer a 25% state-level tax incentive on the gross system cost. So, for instance, if you spend, let's say, just a round number, $100,000 on solar and a bunch of Tesla power walls, you have $55,000 in investment tax credits combined on the federal side and the state-level side.
Mm-hmm.
And for the cost of installing solar, this is why South Carolina is so advantageous for solar, because the state gives that 25%. It's a huge bump to bring down that investment over time.
Is that are those tax credits, are they spread over several years, or do you have to take them the first year?
That's a good question. So it purely depends on your specific tax liability. So for instance, the federal side, you can take it all in year one if you hold that amount of federal liability. Now, if you can't take your 30% federal tax credit in year one, then you can roll that over to the coming years.
That's
the
great.
State of South Carolina has an annual cap of $3,500 and a max cap of $35,000.
Hmm.
So it's a 10-year state-level tax credit that is capped at $35,000.
And listeners should understand that if maybe you're retired, maybe if you're not paying income tax, then there's no tax credit to be able to tap into. So you have to be paying income tax in order to get a tax credit. If you're not paying tax, then there's no credit to get into, right?
That is correct. You have to hold a tax liability, but there's also ways around that. And we see this very commonly because we do live in a state where people move here to retire. And you can overcome this by pulling money out of retirement, specifically an IRA, because when you pull money out of an IRA, that does generate a tax liability.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we're not, you know, licensed CPAs or accountants. We always recommend that having your CPA or whoever does your taxes to review our proposal, confirm your tax credits, because this is a big part of the investment. And we want to make sure that everybody is comfortable with the transaction, including us.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And besides solar products, what else can Hilton Head Solar and Roofing help homeowners with?
Good question. So outside of just, you know, standard solar panels with sun power, we have the full integrated roofing system from Tesla with the Tesla shingles, all kinds of battery storage systems. We're certified with Generac for Generac generators, standard roofing as well, shingle, metal, all of the above with that. And we also do solar pool heating, which is really starting to become more popular because you also get the tax credits on that, because that is also a renewable energy resource.
How does the solar pool heating work?
So it's actually, think of it like large PVC panels. They can be ground mounted, roof mounted. You can actually see photos of this on the website of ours and on Google. And what it actually does is it connects to your pool pump that pumps the water through this black PVC. And when the sun is hitting that black PVC, it is then heating that water up, and then it pumps back down the line into the pool.
Gotcha.
So instead of heating your pool very expensively with propane, liquid propane, diesel, et cetera, you can install this cheaper method, get the tax incentives, and have a return on investment in 2 years.
That's great. And we're almost out of time, but I wanted to just clarify for our listeners, Hilton Head Solar and Roofing, you folks your service area is well beyond just Hilton Head, correct?
That is correct, Tim. So Hilton Head Solar and Roofing, we actually service the entire state of South Carolina and surrounding states as well. And that includes residential properties and commercial properties.
Excellent, excellent. So if you live in South Carolina, you can call Hilton Head Solar and Roofing, and you'll be able to help them out.
That is correct.
Excellent.
Yes, sir.
And what's the best way that folks can how they can reach Hilton Head Solar and Roofing?
Well, the easiest way is you can actually visit our website, hhsolarpower.com, and you can click Contact Us, put in your name, address, and phone number, and one of our sales professionals and solar consultants will reach out to you via phone, via email. They will either gather your build plans or a current electric bill, and then our design staff will actually complete that design for us.
Very good. All right. And come out to see Hilton Head Solar and Roofing at the Charleston Home and Design Show, February 3rd through the 5th. And they'll be there to answer all your questions personally and to set up appointments to see how they can help you reduce your energy bills. And that's a big thing, especially with inflation. Any opportunity to reduce costs is a good thing. Well, good deal. We've been talking with Doug Page with Hilton Head Solar and Roofing. Thanks so much, Doug.
Thank you, Tim. Have a great day.
And joining us on the phone right now is Steve Rudnicki with Atlantic Bedding and Furniture. How you doing, Steve?
Good, Tim. How you doing today?
Good, good. We are very, very proud to have Atlantic Bedding and Furniture as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up February 3rd through the 5th at the North Charleston Convention Center. And Steve, Atlantic Bedding and Furniture will be out at the show. Can you tell everyone about Atlantic Bedding and Furniture?
Sure. We've been here in the Charleston area for over 15 years now. We're locally owned and operated, so one of those last mom and pop owned by the Tononi family, mattress and furniture stores, home furnishings, everything that we have in our showroom here in North Charleston. Been proud to be part of the Charleston community and provide just great values and great products to the community as well.
Gotcha. Good deal. And how long has Atlantic Bedding and Furniture been around?
So about 15 years now. We started off just selling mattresses in a small flex space back in, what was it, about 2006, I want to say, or so, about there. And just grew. We eventually moved into a format where we had some licensees up and down the East Coast. And then we just slowly backtracked and just, brought things a little more central to the low country here to Charleston, really concentrated on this market, providing, exceptional values and customer service to the folks of the low country. And now we've, just been absolutely crushing it with our store here on Rivers Avenue in North Charleston and, providing, furniture and great service to really every single town in the low country. We go all the way up to Columbia still for deliveries. We've been down to Savannah. We go up to Myrtle Beach. So wherever our listeners are, if they're looking for great furniture at a great price, come check us out and, we'd be happy to earn your business.
Well, that's great. And I've mentioned this before when I've entered in past interviews that people who are building new custom homes and doing remodel projects, they very often are taking heading to North Charleston to the various countertop showrooms and what have you. A lot of the material companies' showrooms are in North Charleston, and I always encourage people to while you're up there, swing by Atlantic Bedding and Furniture. You're in a very convenient location, right off of Rivers Avenue, right near the interstate, and all. And what will they find when they walk in? Can you kind of paint a picture for our listeners? What will they see and experience when they enter?
Sure.
Atlantic Bedding and Furniture.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got a beautiful large showroom here in North Charleston. We're right at the end of Ashley Phosphate in the North Point Plaza on Rivers Avenue at 7400 Rivers Avenue. And when you walk in, you're going to feel a no pressure sales. You're going to be greeted by one of our excellent sales staff. They're going to give you time to walk around, look around. They're going to explain, the layout of the store. You're going to walk in and you're going to see some beautiful bedroom sets right there up front. You're going to see some absolutely, stunning leather sets, some beautiful sectionals and other living room groups. We've got a section off to the side where we kind of concentrate a lot of our dining. which has been absolutely flying out of the warehouse with the holidays that just passed. So we've got a lot of our dining. So as you walk through our main showroom, you're just going to see little vignettes of, you know, just to kind of like pique your interest, give you an idea of what your living room, your bedroom could look like with the furniture that we have available. And then on our other side of our showroom, we also have our mattress gallery. So everything that you need to get a great night's sleep, from mattresses to adjustable bases and foundations and pillows and sheets and mattress protectors. You know, we carry a wide range. We also, you know, carry all of the Nectar and Dream Cloud lines. We carry Ghost Bed as well. So opportunities for you to, when you're on social media, and if you search Nectar once, you're going to get their ads forever. But the Nectar and Dream Cloud lines are, you know, they're fantastic mattresses. They're those bed in the box ones. You lay on it in our showroom. You could take it home with you that day. It fits in the trunk, fits in an SUV, fits in the back seat of a car. And it really gives you an opportunity to lay down and test them out and see, you know, how your body adjusts to those mattresses. And then also on that side, we're actually in 2023, we're going to be, you know, opening up a small extreme value center for our budget conscious, you know, consumers who are looking for something, whether it's for a guest room or a kid's room or just, you know, looking to buy a quality product at an affordable price. We're going to have a number of products in that area where they really won't bust your checking account and bust the, and you'll be able to get some really nice stuff there as well.
Well, that's great. And Steve, you mentioned that Atlantic Bedding and Furniture, you went to the High Point Furniture Market recently this fall. And for people who may not know, High Point is kind of like the headquarters for furniture retailers. They and manufacturers, they visit the various showrooms in High Point. And what was your takeaway from the fall market at High Point?
Yeah, you know, it's a great time as always. We were up there in October, up at High Point, and, you know, for the home furnishings and industry, and it's sensory overload. It's about 4 days of morning to night of just nonstop hitting showrooms, visiting with manufacturers you've done business before in the past, and checking out their new products and placing your orders for the next year. And then also, you know, getting a chance to check out new manufacturers and new retailers and seeing what they have for options, especially when you get into accents and things along those lines. So, you know, it was a great opportunity to meet up with a lot of people up there. We were really excited about some of the products that we placed on order in October, and now they're starting to filter into our warehouse here. In fact, this afternoon, our guys are going to be emptying two containers. We've got some beautiful power motion sets that we ordered that'll be on our floor.
What are power motion sets?
So power motion for living room groups, you know, we're talking about leather love seats, leather sectionals, sofas that are power, that's not manual, that you're not using the lever to recline, that these are going to be double and triple power. So you're talking a power headrest, the power footrest, the reclining function, and then some of them also have lumbar support, which is power as well. So, I mean, just, you know, everything is as comfortable as you can get as far as living room collections go. And then they come, obviously, with the USB ports, so you can charge your electronic devices while you're sitting there watching your favorite TV shows, your favorite movies. And we've got a couple different colors, you know, coming as well. So just if you're looking to really revamp your living room, a man cave, a home theater area, this is the place to come. We've got some incredible selections that we ordered back in October that are finally coming into our warehouse now.
Well, that's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Atlantic Bedding and Furniture?
So AtlanticBeddingAndFurniture.com is our website. That's, you know, everything that we have on our floors in our showroom is on our website. Pricing's on there. You can go ahead and purchase on our website. In fact, for your listeners here, Tim, today, if you enter the coupon code CHD, like Charleston Home Design, you can save 15% off your online order. So your entire, plug that code in, take a look at our website. You'll be able to save 15% off the price that's on our website. And that's exactly what we have in store, in stock, ready to go. You can pick it up the same day, the next day. Our warehouse is open till 5 p.m. And then we've got deliveries 5 days a week. And, you know, it's we're able to get our furniture into the homes usually within 48 hours or so. We've got openings on our schedule for people around the Lowcountry. Well,
all right, that's great. And once again, thank you so much to Atlantic Bedding and Furniture for being one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. And come on out and see Atlantic Bedding and Furniture at the Charleston Home and Design Show February 3rd through the 5th at the North Charleston Convention Center. We've been talking with Steve Radnecki with Atlantic Bedding and Furniture. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thanks, Tim.
And joining us on the phone right now is Rachel Lolar with Advanced Window Fashions. How you doing, Rachel?
I'm great, Tim. How are you?
Good, good. We are very, very proud to have Advanced Window Fashions as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. And that's happening February 3rd through the 5th, Friday through Sunday, at the North Charleston Convention Center. And Rachel, take a moment and tell everyone about Advanced Window Fashions.
Awesome. So we are a local window treatment company. We are located at Mount Pleasant, Charleston. We are Charleston's original Hunter Douglas Gallery. We've been so for almost three decades now. We've been doing the home show for quite a while with y'all too. We're really excited to be back again. Excited to kind of showcase what we do. Excited to kind of introduce our new installers to everyone and really just hit 2023 ready to serve Charleston again for another year.
All right, that's great. And you've got some new products that you're going to be premiering at the Charleston Home and Design Show. Can you talk about what you're going to have on display?
Yes, we are really, really excited. A lot of updates and changes. Hunter Douglas rolled out May of last year. So we've got a lot of new products that hit the market last year that we're going to be bringing. What we're most excited about is the Hunter Douglas Halo. It's a brand new shade type that we'll be showcasing at the home show. We're super excited to unveil it and kind of show it off to folks. We've also
what does that look
partnered.
Like?
So it's very similar to kind of a fabric blind almost. Hunter Douglas carries a similar product. It's called the Silhouette. But what's nice about the Halo is it gives you so much more light control and privacy control, and it just really looks elegant. We're very, very excited about it.
Cool. Well, good deal. What else will you have?
We partnered with some new fabric vendors that we got the chance to meet at another trade show. So we will be showcasing some drapery at the home show with this new vendor. We'll have drapery panels up this year, which we're very excited about, hardware samples. So folks may be looking to spice up current window treatments or maybe add something to an existing room. We'll get to get a sample, really, of drapery and what we can do with custom drapery panels.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, this time of year, everybody has a project around the house, and window treatments might be part of that list. And what are some of the more popular window treatments that Advanced Window Fashions has been seeing customers choosing?
Since we are in the South, the plantation shutter year after year continues to be a timeless favorite, very classic look, and with so many design options that they have available now. There's something really for every style, whether you have a more traditional style or you have a much more modern style. There are a lot of design options to kind of fit those needs. Wovens are also a very, very popular option. We get questions about wovens every other day. So those are always good options. So the wovens, we have a couple of different textures, but more, you know, familiar kind of way to describe them is it's those grassy kind of bamboo-y looking shades. Very popular since we are on the coast. They have, you know, kind of add a rustic texture or a coastal look. And those tend to be very, very popular, especially homes that are more seaside bound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's got a more natural look mm-hmm. to them. And
yeah.
do they operate like some of the other shade options with the top down and the lower? I'm not using the right terminology, am I?
What's nice about the wovens, especially some of the brands that we carry, is you do have a lot of design options. So you can have a very traditional Roman shade where you've got some very pretty folds when it's fully raised. Again, just to give a window just a very finished look. They do have top down bottom options where you can have the top of the shade come down, so the bottom of the window is covered to give you privacy, but you have an open space at the top to give you the light, and that way you don't have to, you know, have your shade up or down all the time, and you get the best of both, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
They even make vertical wovens, which is kind of neat. So if you've got a wide space, maybe over a slider, or maybe you have big picture windows and a horizontal shade is not an option, our woven shades can be transformed into a vertical, almost like a woven drapery option.
Mm-hmm. You know, window treatments, some people, including me, I used to think that that was kind of could be a DIY project, but it really isn't. You really need to hire a professional. And one of the main reasons that, and I've talked about this when I've interviewed you before, is like when I measured one window one time, and I went out and bought six sets of mini blinds for the six windows, and it turned out every window was a little bit different, and you would have never guessed that, but even in new construction, some of the window dimensions can vary a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All of our installers and our sales staff, we go through pretty rigorous training to learn how to measure, learn how to order treatments so that factory deductions and fabric deductions will fit in the window appropriately. Definitely don't want anything too big or it won't fit, and too small kind of looks wrong, or it might, you know, just not sit in your window properly. So we are all trained and certified to make sure that every window treatment fits every window perfectly.
Well, that's awesome. Well, how can folks get more information about Advanced Window Fashions for now? And then, of course, they'll be able to see you at the Charleston Home and Design Show February 3rd through the 5th.
Of course. So we are located in Mount Pleasant. Our address is 502 Wando Park Boulevard. You can't miss us. We've got a big sign out front. We have a showroom here with all of our products hanging up, so you can, you know, look at everything, feel, touch, experience, and really, you know, narrow down what you're looking for your home. We also have a website that's got our products listed. So even just as you're in those planning stages and you're trying to weed out what you like and what you don't like, our website has all of our products listed. And then, of course, if you give us a call, we always have a staff member who is happy to help answer any questions and get you rolling on your project and talk those next steps with you. We love helping.
Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Rachel Lolar with Advanced Window Fashions, and we're very proud to have Advanced Window Fashions as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, happening February 3rd through the 5th at the North Charleston Convention Center. So come on out to talk with them and to see how they can help you with your window treatment needs in the future. Thanks so much, Rachel.
Thank you for having us, Tim. We're looking forward to seeing y'all.
You too. And joining us on the phone right now is Luke Wilson with Coastal Stone Flooring, one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, happening February 3rd through the 5th at the North Charleston Convention Center. How you doing, Luke?
Very good. How are you doing?
Good, good. Luke, take a moment and tell everyone about Coastal Stone Flooring.
Yeah, well, first off, Happy New Year to you.
Same to you.
But thank you. So what it is we, it's a product that my father-in-law developed, you know, over three decades ago, and it's applied over existing concrete. So primarily garage floors. I mean, it's the nicest garage floor that you can get. We've been doing a lot of screened in porch areas, you know, covered patios, things like that as well. But what it is natural stone mixed together with a, you know, a proprietary product. And it, you know, connects to the concrete permanently. So.
Yeah, and kind of describe the stone itself, because the stone is kind of like little tiny polished pebbles, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. So The stone goes, there's only specific stones. So we have testing done as far as like tensile strength, compressive strength, you know, along those lines. So there are only specific stones that can be used to do this. And they're, you know, their location is what gives you color, and then it's filtered down to a size. And then it's through a process. So we have river stones. We have stones that are mined, you know, just out of the ground, but they're naturally smooth like the riverbed stones are.
Mm-hmm.
And we have enough of a selection so people can choose, you know, what color fits with their home. Mm-hmm. Right.
And the little tiny, you call them stones. I kind of think of them as pebbles because they're mm-hmm. stones can be really big. But these tiny pebbles, not tiny, but, what would you say? Maybe about a quarter inch.
There's, you know, quarter inch is about the biggest that they get, and they vary in size, and so when it's installed and it's troweled out, that those, you know, the mixture of size, it kind of creates this interlocking, which that's a lot of where the strength comes from.
Yeah. And so coastal stone flooring, you folks mix those river rocks or stones with what do you refer to it as, like a resin?
Correct. Right. It's a two-part material. And I, you know, I really don't want to get too involved into that because we could go into a deep conversation about that, but it was something that was developed over 3 decades ago and now it's been tweaked, but, you know, it's approved by the FDA. It's sustainable. You know, there's UV inhibitors in it. There is no VOC. It's, you know, it's got a lot of things that prevent it from discoloring in it. There's antimicrobials in it. Right. But it, you know, it's basically what it is a resin. Yes.
Okay. So you've got these tiny, river rocks, river stone, mixed with that resin, and then you trowel it out onto a concrete surface like a garage or a patio, that kind of thing?
Correct. Right. Yeah. So it's all the mixing is done on site, and then it's, you know, basically brought into the area by bucket and hand troweled. Right. So you get a nice smooth finish every time.
Good deal. And how does it hold up to a car driving on it or an oil leak that sometimes that happens? How does that handle it?
Right. So it is, and we have testing to kind of show this, the strength and the durability, but you know, you try to explain this to people, it's a common question is, don't the stones come loose? No, like in order to get this off of the concrete's going to come up with it. Mm-hmm. So it ranges at about 8,000 PSI, which concrete is typically going to be between like 2,400 and 4,000 PSI. So at a half inch thick, it is double the strength of a 4-inch piece of concrete.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's super, super durable product.
Gotcha.
So vehicles, I mean, you can drive a semi-truck on it. It's not going to do anything to mm-hmm. it, right?
Right. And does it come in different colors?
Yep. Yeah, so we have, you know, there's two stones that have been extremely popular. You know, one is a very multicolored stone, and then the other is a very beachy feeling stone. But, you know, I have options as far as stone colors go. Yes. Yeah. Cool. There's a few different colors.
All right. Good deal. And it's mostly for, what happens if your concrete has a crack in it, which is very, very common, happens to every poured concrete surface, eventually right. You're gonna see cracks.
Right. So, the cracks, depending on what it is, you know, what causes a crack. I mean, if the homeowner has like a structural issue going on, I'm probably going to recommend that they seek, you know, seek seek that out to resolve that first. Mm-hmm. But like you said, I mean, all concrete cracks, right? So little hairline cracks, things like that, typically we weld those prior to going over it. If it's a substantial crack with a little bit more of a gap, then we do what's called a sand weld, and then you put the floor over it. And then, you know, you get a 10-year unconditional warranty that it's not going to crack or, you know, anything like that. So
cool. How long does the process take to lay down the coastal stone flooring floor?
Right. So it depends on the detail of the job. Some patios and porches can get a lot more involved as far as the details, so those can be more time consuming. But usually most jobs are completed in a day. You know, so it just depends on the size of the project. You know, the larger jobs, you're usually at a 2-day process. You know, most projects are completed in a day.
Very good. Excellent. Yeah. Well, we want to thank Coastal Stone Flooring in particular for becoming a sponsor of the Top 10 Awards Party that will be taking place at the Charleston Home and Design Show on Friday, February 3rd. And right now people can go to charlestonhomeanddesign.com and vote for their favorite kitchen, bathroom, and outdoor living space for projects that were published by Charleston Home and Design magazine in 2022. They can vote for their favorite. And then you can come to the Top 10 Awards party happening Friday, February 3rd from 6 to 9 p.m. And we've got DJ Norway who will be there. The lights will be dimmed a little bit. There will be a cash bar, and all of the vendors will have food that they'll have at their booth. So it's to encourage mingling and encourage people to go and see all of the different booths. But you're definitely going to stop by the Coastal Stone Flooring display and thank Luke Wilson for being a sponsor of the Top 10 Awards Party and a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show in general. And Luke, what's the best way to get in touch with Coastal Stone Flooring?
They can go on to our website at coastalstonefloors.com, or they can reach out to us via phone, and that telephone number is 843-306-3063.
And Coastal Stone Flooring, you folks have got a lot of Google reviews, and you mentioned before the interview started that Coastal Stone Flooring has done 85 jobs just since September. So like 85 jobs in the last 3 months. That's very, very impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what I was explaining to one of the guys the other day, you know. So hopefully the Google reviews are starting to speak for themselves. But, you know, he was talking about all we do every day is this. And I said, well, yeah, it's so much more than that. I mean, really, the stone flooring is a byproduct of what we do. You know, it's the relationships that we create with the homeowners. And it's, you know, above all else, just the service that we provide. You know, are we always doing the right thing? Are we always treating every house like it's our own? And that's usually the feedback that we get from most homeowners. I mean, they're just ecstatic.
That's true. And most people take good customer service for granted until you have a bad customer service experience. And so that's when you really do appreciate good customer service that you're going to get at Coastal Stone Flooring. Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Luke Wilson with Coastal Stone Flooring, and see him out at the Charleston Home and Design Show, February 3rd through the 5th at the North Charleston Convention Center. Thanks so much, Luke.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured in today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in again next week.